Next speaker is Charlie Dooley. Now, Charlie is the county executive of St. Louis County and a great guy. One of the things you learn over the years is that way back when, actually, back in the mid-60s, I was in school and working line service here at Spirit of St. Louis Airport, right across the way over here, what was then was Ralston Purina's hangar, and fueling airplanes and the rest. And Dick was the power operator, and John Balsinger sitting here was the operations of the airport. But as the airport evolved, eventually it became under the county. And this thing just didn't happen by accident. You know, Dick and John Bales and the rest did a lot. But the county supported Spirit of Airport in a variety of ways. And it fed each other, basically. The fair and all the other issues that have happened here at Spirit over the years had been beneficial not only to Spirit but also to St. Louis County. And part of that is the county administration. So I'd like to welcome Charlie and have him make a few comments about Spirit Airport.
Good morning. If you don't say good morning, I'm going to talk for 2 hours and they're going to be in trouble. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Good morning. I'm extremely happy to be here for a number of reasons. First of all, give me some place to go early in the morning. I am not going to be asking you for questions because I don't want you to ask me any questions because I don't have any answers for you. Okay? Second, I have to do this. Dick Repko, as you've been noted earlier, have been the only director of Spirit Airport for what, since 1964 you worked here? 64, and now he's with the other airport. We're not going to talk about that this morning. Lambert. Okay, that's all right. Then the new director is John Bates. John, raise your hand. I'm only concerned about John right now. No more. I'm not concerned about Dick anymore. Sorry, Dick. But listen, this is a great opportunity for all of us. First, let me say welcome to the NBAA to St. Louis County. If I say this over and over again about St. Louis County, most of you probably don't know very much about St. Louis County. St. Louis County is the largest jurisdiction in the state of Missouri. It is 1 million people, 91 municipalities, 24 fire districts, 24 school districts. We are a great asset to the state of Missouri. We represent 37% of all income revenue, 24% of all taxable sales. Actually, St. Louis County is 20% of the economy of the state of Missouri. We are a big asset to this state. The underlying factor is this. Spirit Airport is a tremendous opportunity and a profit center. Notice what I said, profit center for St. Louis County. It actually makes money for this county. Thank you, Dick and John. Don't stop what you're doing. It is an opportunity. Again, as you've been indicated, it represents over $400 million a year. But even more importantly than that, it creates what? 3,000 jobs in this area. 3,000 jobs. They're in the process right now of developing 125 acres with an investment of $7 million. Which is going to then bring an additional 1,000 jobs with 40 to 50 new businesses. That is a tremendous asset to our region. So Spirit Airport is a very, very busy airport that makes money. On behalf of St. Louis County, thank you. Thank you for coming to St. Louis County this morning. And fortunately, I'm behind John Nation, the mayor of Chesterfield. This man can speak for 15 minutes without water, paper, or pencil. He's good. We both go to the same airport. I mean, we both go to the same people that cut your hair, barbers. But we both had hair when we needed, right, John? We both are already married, so it doesn't make any difference anymore. But one of the things I can say about John and I both, we're excited about our venues. He's excited about Chesterfield. I'm excited about St. Louis County. What a great concept. Have a great morning.
One thing I'd like to mention in addition, besides being a resident of Chesterfield, I'm also a resident of Spirit of St. Louis Airport, and over the years I've had an airplane based here, a small airplane, and I can't tell you how much patience John Bales has given not just to Bob Quinn, but any number of people who operated out of Spirit of St. Louis Airport over the years. And so it's not just the good judgment in terms of making this airport develop, but also being very patient with some of the people like Bob, who always has some kind of a problem. The events today, we really have a great venue, and I think it'll wind up being a perfect day. The weather should be great. We're going to wind up having 16 airplanes on display, about 53 exhibits. The forum will also have one exhibit in particular, which I wanted to note. The FAA has booth number 11 here over in the exhibit hall. And I imagine other people would love to ask that question. You say, you know, this bothered me, you know, or at least presented an issue or an opinion on something. So if you have a chance, stop by booth 11. I told them that I had mentioned them, and I think they're interested in talking to you. Finally, the rest of the day in this area, there will be various seminars held. Joanne Barbera is going to do the tax one here right after us. But if you have time, come back and attend the various seminars that are going to be held here during the day, as well as the luncheon and all the exhibits and the aircraft on display. That's really it. So welcome to the NBAA Forum here in St. Louis. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for coming to the morning session here this morning. Appreciate it.